So once we finish dash, after dash we cracked open the shells on the kernels. So we have here a mess, a mixture of good and bad. The kernels are good, but the shells are not good. So we need to separate the kernels from the shells, from the chaff. And in order to separate it, I need to do one of three things. Either zore, which is Simon Yud Aleph here. Zore means winnowing. They used to have this special shovel. They took the mess, threw it up to the wind. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made that the chaff is light, so that blew away with the wind, and the kernels fell down. So let's see. After Disha, they did winnowing. They used the wind. They used the wind. Now, there's a chiddush in this malacha. Who's doing the malacha? You?
The wind.
The wind's doing the malacha. So that the Gemara Bava Kama says that even though it should be a grama, it should be a grama. What did I do? I threw up into the wind. The wind's now separating the two. So Gemara says, but that's the malacha. The malacha is doing it with the wind. Is that you threw it to the wind for the wind to separate it. So we have Zayr. Behind us is Zarikin, Agarina, Rochi, throw the kernels to the wind. Ayodin, Nifreshman, Akashma, it separates the two. Chem Shah Peirois, Gamkin Shech Lav, Amnachat Zayr, Akain, Kinyas, Butnim, Shmurovim, Pseshem, Aslan, Feichman. Let's see. Right, let's say I have peanuts with a papery shell. And I go like this. And I blow the papery shell away. That's Zayr.
Oh, gosh.
I used wind to separate the psalms from the Eichel. Now, there's a chiddush that the Ramah brings down. Big chiddush. The Ramah says, and that's the next line here, Yesh Machmir. Ramah says, you're not allowed to spit out of your window. If you spit out the wind comes and breaks the spit down into small particles and spreads it out.
Yeah, what are you separating?
Oh, Frank Gershi. What are you separating? That is the bomb question that many Achareinim, Rav Kivega, the Be'er Halacha, the Alfa Menashe, many Achareinim ask on the Ramah. The Ramah's quoting Yerushalmi. So it seems that the Yerushalmi learned that for Zayre, for winnowing, you do not need Pseilis and Eichel. The Bavli, our Gemara, clearly learned that in order to be Oivan Zayre, you need Eichel Pseilis. But the Ma'aseh, the Ramah quotes it. Many Achareinim argue with the Ramah and hold that you don't have to be chayshish for it. What's a practical example of this? A deodorant can. A spray aerosol can. What happens is it creates a wind. It's liquid. In the can, it's liquid. But when you spray it, it breaks it down into small particles.
One.
Under pressure.
Not separating.
So therefore, those that are chayshish for this Ramah will not use deodorant spray on Shabbos. Those that are not chayshish the Ramah will use it. So let's see the next line. Yeshem achmir shle liroi k'neged ruach ba'ifin shifuza roi k'ayde ruach shunt spit opposite the wind where it's going to be broken down. Shachayshish gam zed daim l'zayra. Again, the Ramah brings it. Many Achareinim argue with it. Therefore, the general psak is not like the Ramah here. And therefore, the general psak is that we use deodorant cans on Shabbos. I want to give you another example. This past year, Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. So what do you want to do? You take, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if you finish eating your chametz, take the mappa, take the tablecloth, and go to the window and throw it out to the wind and let the wind be right. You learned the second paragraph of Pesachim yet?
Nope.
No. So the second paragraph says, Yifare v'zayir l'ruach, crumble the crumbs, crumble the chametz, and throw it to the wind. So the Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbos you should take it and throw it to the wind. Frank the Magen Avraham, how could you do that? Ramah. By me throwing the crumbs out, the wind's now dispersing it into different places. That's his kasha. What? You said a coin to Ramah, you don't need pesachs. And Eichel. to other places, and we'll disagree with this. They'll hold that you could, because there's no Echam says. So halacha l'maisa, again, the general meaning is not like the Rama. If one wants to be choshish for the Ma, because it's a question of the Raisa, so they could. But those are the examples that come up. Aerosol can't.
What's the answer
to the Rama? According to Rama, Taki Shanat, but according to other places, you'll be able to. Yeah, okay. Melachas Bayre. Now, Bayre, it's very important to understand the gather of the Melacha. What happened? I did Zayra. I did winnowing. So the shaft got blown away. But where did the kernels land? On the floor. There's pebbles and the stones and different little things lying around there. So now I have a mixture of kernels with psyllus. These small little pieces of rocks and wood. So I need to separate the two. That's where Boyer comes in. I'm separating the good from the bad. Now, let's read here. La'achash azar and sitfuh, if they deserve, kva'afrida garinim and amayt, I already separated the kernels from the shaft, va'akash, the straw. Derech livra at shreiris are those small pebbles. A sharp psalis and other psalis that you don't want. Shadaimu rovim hagarin, they're still mixed with the kernels. Chem kinis achashik valocha kinis meshabitim. Even after you took out the kinis legumes, or you call it from the kinis from the pods, the beans from the pods, the peas from the pods. Time move man Azeb says there's still some psalis, the devil of army upset this last is lachila. Regis says, okay. I want to be mavar, what's the side of the malacha? If you understand the ged of the malacha, you'll be able to apply it to cases on your own. The kasha that the mefarshim ask is, what's malacha's bayr? I have a mixture of two separate entities, good and bad. What am I doing? I'm taking the pad and throwing it away. Did I do any activity to the good?
No.
Nothing. So why am I over? What? Malachas Shabbos is a creation. I created something. What did I create over here? The kernel is the same kernel that it was yesterday, is today, and will be tomorrow.
Well,
I didn't do anything.
Created a pure.
Oh. What do you say?
You created a pure mixture. You took out all the bad.
So the answer is, what you're saying is as follows. When I have, let's say, imagine, I have peanuts mixed with the shells. Take a handful of these peanuts. I want to eat it. Can I eat it? I can't eat it because it's crunchy from the shells. So in order to make the eichel roi lachila, I need to separate the psalms. That is melechas bayir. Melechas bayir is the tikkun ha'eichel. It's not dafka by food. It could even be by clothing, as we'll see, or by other items. But it's tikkun ha'eichel. There's something. Now, the chiddush doesn't go so far as we're going to learn that if, let's say, I have peanuts and raisins mixed together. Peanuts and raisins. I do not like raisins. I only like peanuts. And I take a handful of peanuts and raisins. And I separate the raisins from the peanuts. I'm also Ivan Baira. But theoretically, you could eat the peanuts and raisins together. It's not like nuts with shells that I can't eat. Still, but since to me, raisins are psalis, since I do not want raisins, so to me, I can't eat this mixture. So by me separating the raisins from the mixture, I'm making the peanuts right to be eaten. So let me go a step further. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say I have peanuts and raisins, and I like peanuts, and I like raisins. I just want to eat them separately. I want to separate the peanuts from the raisins, so I have a pile of peanuts and a pile of raisins to eat.
But you have two, maybe you're making two, what's it called, two oichels.
Is that true or not? In other words, if we're saying the lumps is because it's not right to be eaten, and because I don't like the raisins, therefore I can't eat the peanuts, I'm separating the raisins. But yeah, I like both. I like it better when it's separate.
You're making it better separate.
What?
If you like it better separate, you're obviously doing it because you don't want them together. That would be an issue, no?
Okay, so what he's saying is, so this question is really a machlekes. At this point, right, it's a machlekes. But the svara for those that say it's Baira, it's like what you're saying, because Ligabe the peanuts, the raisins are pesedas, and Ligabe the raisins, the peanuts are pesedas. And right now that I want to separate the two and eat a separate, each one is pesedas to the other one. But Mr. Cheney, you could say, no, it's just a preference over here. To you, you like both. You would eat them together, just you prefer eating it separately. That's the question.
What did Moshe say?
I assume he agrees with the Mishnah Berurah that one should be machmir on it. The Rambam sheet is a whole different sheet. Rambam sure holds it. The Rambam holds that there's two bayrus. There's tikkun eichel, then there's another bayr which is sorting. Sorting, putting things in its place.
Even if you use the three requirements to make it not bayr, it's still tikkun eichel. Saying, I take, you know.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. Let's get to that. First, we have to first understand what the melacha is, and then we'll understand what the heter is, and then we'll address your question. Sure. Okay. So let's see this first here. On the second paragraph, ein chilik im bayrim apsedes mitaychal. There's really no difference if I'm choosing the, if I'm selecting the apsedes from the eichel. Just like when I'm taking the pebbles from the kernels. Or if I'm taking the eichel from the pesedas, it's all included in the melacha. It's not only by food. Right, any types of. Before we spoke that out. Okay, so what we can see is that that even though it's bayir to take eichel from pesedas from eichel, but over here by bayir we find that there's a heter called derech achila. Not by all malachas do we have this heter. We have it by bayir, by teichin. There's machlokes rishonim if we have it. By Dosh, the Zigli Tal that says we have it. But by Bayrer, we have a heter called Derech Achila. But what's called Derech Achila? I'm going to give you three scenarios. Before the Suda, preparing for the Suda. So then already it's part of the Suda process. Every Suda has its prep time. In that prep time, it's connected with the Suda. The next step would be at the table itself. I'm sitting at the table and I have a plate in front of me with eichel pesedas and I'm about to eat. I want to separate it before I eat. The third case is when it's already by my mouth. I put a cloth on top of the cup so that it should block the pieces that are in the cup and only the liquid will come out. A sippy cup, in other words. Right, let's say I put into the cup something that has some dirt or something that I don't want, and I'm drinking it, and but it's mamish b'shas achilah mamish. It's in my mouth. I have the fish in my mouth. I'm pulling the bone out while it's in my mouth. Those are three steps. What's called derech achilah? At what point do we consider derech achilah that will be mutter? So we're going to learn that if it's during the prep time before the Suda, and this is where the three Tanaim come in, and I'm separating the Eichel from Pesedas, and since it's Miyad, because it's connected with the Suda, we'll discuss how we magdir that, and I'm not using a Kli, I'm using my hand, which we have to also explain what does it mean my hand, it means my physical fingers. Can I use a spoon? Can I use a fork? Can I use a knife?
Peeler.
It's a peeler. So I have three tonight, right? I have three tonight.
Yad Biyad is not a hand?
What?
Yad Biyad is not a hand?
What's Yad Biyad? Yad.
Yad.
It's in the alt. Miyad means right away. Immediately. Yad is, right? If you want, there's a part by the Brisbane services. Ayol Mishulash. Mishulash means third. So Ayol stands for Eichel, Yad, La'alta. So if you have those three tanayim, then it becomes miyad. It's possible, we'll see shitas that hold. If I'm already sitting at the table on my plate, sitting about to eat, I can separate the psalms from the eichel. Before the meal, I need all three tonight. But it could be at the table itself where it's mamish achila. It's more than derech achila. It's at the achila itself. Or in my mouth, I can pull the bone out. Pulling the psalms out. It's in my mouth. It's for sure achila, right? That's what we're gonna see. And we're going to say that we'll be making on that for maybe children, for older people that can't spit out the psalms. Okay?
At your plate, you can stop.